Hey everybody, Leah Weston here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. Buckle up, because today we're diving into something that's near and dear to my heart, self-care. Now, I know what you're thinking, self-care? Isn't that just bubble baths and face masks? Hold on a second. While those things are awesome, self-care is so much more than that. It's about recognizing your needs, honoring them, and making choices that fuel your well-being. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put cheap gas in a Ferrari, right? You want the best fuel to power that amazing machine. Self-care is the high-octane fuel for your mind, body, and soul. Without it, you're basically running on fumes, feeling drained, stressed, and just blah. But with self-care, you can unlock a whole new level of energy, focus, and joy. Ever felt like you were constantly pushing yourself to the limit, barely keeping your head above water? Or maybe you've been neglecting things that bring you joy because life got in the way. We're all guilty of it sometimes. But guess what? You deserve to thrive, not just survive. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you understand and manage your self-care needs better. 1. Listen to your body. This is crucial, friends. Your body is constantly communicating with you, even if you're not always paying attention. Are you feeling tired, stressed, anxious? These are all signals that something needs to change. So take a moment to check in with yourself. What does your body need right now? Maybe it's a good night's sleep, a healthy meal, or some time to move your body. Pay attention to those cues and respond accordingly. It's like tuning into your own personal GPS system. 2. Prioritize your needs. This is where things can get tricky, because we often put the needs of others before our own. But let's be real, you can't pour from an empty cup. You need to prioritize your own well-being in order to show up fully for everyone else. Think about it like this. Imagine you're on a plane and they tell you to put your oxygen mask on first before helping others. It might sound selfish, but it's actually the most responsible thing to do. By taking care of yourself, you're creating more space to care for others in a genuine and sustainable way. 3. Make time for joy. You know that feeling when you're doing something you absolutely love? The world melts away and you're completely present in the moment. That's the magic of joy. So make time for activities that bring you pure happiness, whether it's reading a good book, spending time with loved ones, or simply taking a walk in nature. Remember, life is too short to be anything but happy. 4. Set boundaries. Boundaries are essential for protecting your energy and well-being. This means saying no to things that drain you or don't align with your values, and setting clear expectations with others. You have the right to say no without feeling guilty. Trust me, it's liberating. Think of boundaries as your own personal shield, protecting you from negativity and allowing you to focus on what truly matters. 5. Practice. Self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, even when things get tough. Remember that everyone makes mistakes, and it's okay to have off days. Instead of beating yourself up, treat yourself with the same love and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom juggling work, kids, and household responsibilities. She's constantly on the go, feeling overwhelmed and exhausted. Sound familiar? But Sarah realizes something needs to change. She starts making small changes. Taking a 15-minute walk every day, scheduling time for herself to read a book before bed, and saying no to extra commitments. Slowly but surely, she starts feeling more energized, less stressed, and happier. She's prioritizing her well-being, and it's making all the difference. So remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. It's about making choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul, so you can show up as your best self in every area of your life. Ready to level up your self-care game? Start by identifying one small change you can make today. It could be anything from taking a few deep breaths to going for a short walk. And remember, consistency is key. Small steps, taken consistently, lead to big changes over time. This episode has been all about understanding and managing your self-care needs. Remember, prioritize yourself, listen to your body, and make time for joy. You deserve it. I hope you found this episode helpful and inspiring. Don't forget to share it with a friend who might need a little self-care boost. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.